Christ. The music started and I gave her a great big sniff and I just covered my mouth and looked around like, whoops.
Did it work though? I heard one of your nostrils pop.
It did. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's dripping down the back of my throat right now.
Okay, it's good feeling.
That's really a ladylike thing for me to admit.
This is an acquired taste podcast.
Wait, can we so disgusting. Can we start this again?
No!
Oh, God. Sorry, Mom.
We are imperfect.
Sorry. I'm Bethany. What's up? I'm co-host of Alice Duran in the Morning Show and my day job. I'm here with Kathleen, who is our web girl, and Sam, who is one of our producers.
Hi, Mom.
And there's a couple of things that I want to talk about this week. One thing, though, is I want to kind of circle back to our topic from last week really quickly, which was bullying. And I was listening to it, and something hit me. We were talking about, Kathleen, your friend's husband. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of want to remind, just yeah. if you haven't heard it yet?
I guess he's known for tweeting really mean things to celebrities. And he finally was blocked by Katherine Heigl. And she was really proud of him for being blocked. And so proud she wanted to share it with Facebook.
Life goals.
Yeah. So one thing that really occurred to me last week as I was re-listening to the podcast is that the reason he was so excited to be blocked by her is because he was being noticed.
Yeah.
And that's what I think it ultimately comes down to in the world of like cyberbullying, at least, is you want to be noticed. Like, maybe not necessarily when you're bullying someone you know, like if you're subtweeting or that sort of thing about somebody in school. But like if you're bullying a celebrity or you're tweeting hateful things to somebody you don't know, you just want to be noticed by them. Which I think if you're someone who's doing that, it's good to take a moment and realize what's behind your actions.
Yeah.
And then try to figure out, okay, what can I do in my daily life to be noticed?
For the good.
Yeah. So that's the only thing. I just wanted to touch on that because I'm like, gosh, it's really sad in a way. Like, he's so excited that he got noticed by Katherine Heigl. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a bummer. I also want to share with you guys this amazing app that I learned about, and I actually featured it on What's Trending Today, but I want more people to hear about it. It goes along in the vein with bullying. It's this app called Sit With Us. And I don't know if you guys ever were in the lunchroom wandering with your tray looking for some place to sit and no one would let you sit with them, but it's the worst feeling in the world. And so a 16-year-old girl from California had that issue, and so she created this app called Sit With Us. It's a social networking app. You can coordinate lunch with your girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, but you can also create a lunch event that's open to anyone in your school. So then if you don't have a place to sit at lunch, you log into the app and see if there's anything going on in your school.
Oh my God.
And if there isn't, you can be an ambassador and create a lunch event for other people to come and join. And so hopefully it will create more of an atmosphere of inclusiveness and love and no more bullying.
Yeah, these are the things we have to make popular.
Yeah.
This is like these kinds of, that's wonderful. That was a great feature. Yeah. And hopefully it's, you know, one of many that, you know, catch on.
Yeah.
I heard an interview with this girl who created the app, and she was extremely intelligent, and it was so fascinating to hear her story behind it. So definitely check it out.
She's great. Yeah, she's awesome. So it's called Sit With Us, and you know, even if you're not in school anymore, if you know somebody who's in middle school, high school, let them know, because I think that it's a big issue.
Yeah.
And you never really forget how horrible that feeling is of not knowing where to sit.
Absolutely.
Or who to sit with. Okay, sad stuff over. But I want to talk about urine.
Yay! Erase.
We have T-minus 7 minutes, by the way, before I have to do that again.
Okay.
So as I chug my water.
You slightly touched upon this on your Facebook page, and I was literally shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so I have a portion of my ceiling now ripped out, and all of my stuff is covered in a tarp because my neighbor threw a party. And it was so wild and crazy that urine came crashing through my ceiling.
Oh my God. Can you give me an amount? Can you give us a visual?
A pot of it? Like I got a pot sitting under.
A pot of urine.
And so the people came to start fixing my ceiling yesterday, and I got home and half of my ceiling is gone.
Oh my God.
And so whereas before my neighbor was like this charming guy who threw these really raucous parties, I'm now livid at him.
Have you seen him since you've known?
Okay. No.
Are you ready to see him?
No.
Okay.
I'm livid.
Yeah.
because I was supposed to play hip hop clarinet on the show for Kristen Chenoweth, and I couldn't because my clarinet is blockaded inside my TV stand and I can't get to it because all of my stuff is pushed up against it and then covered in a tarp and I can't get to it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I was like shaking last night. I was so mad.
Now, is this guy apologetic?
No.
He's not apologetic.
No, so I texted him the morning of the party and I was like, hey, did anyone die in the bathtub because there's something coming through my ceiling? There's like water coming through my ceiling. He was like, oh, no, I don't know what's going on. I'll have to look. And he never apologized.
Stop
he never
it.
Apologized for my ceiling coming through. Like, no.
Unbelievable. The only thing I have to believe, please let this be it. It's that once he found out or realized, he's so humiliated that he's been taking the past whatever a couple days to put together how he could possibly apologize for whatever he... That has to be it, because there's no way anyone could pull something off this grand and this disgusting and this inconsiderate and not feel like they owe the people that it affected a serious apology.
Yeah, he is just crazy.
He's mortified.
I'm looking back through our texts and I was like, hey, my ceiling is leaking. Anyone passed out in a bathtub? No response for like 2 hours. And then he just said, we don't see any leak. That's so weird.
Oh my God, he's so lying.
Yeah, I'm like...
So my friend recently went through this where, similar to yours, she opened up her closet and out came a thrush of water.
Oh my God!
And the guy upstairs had a really old, faulty water heater. And... this is something to keep in mind if this happens to you. She says, in retrospect, she would have just gone upstairs. She wishes she would have just gone upstairs and knocked on the door so she could see for herself what was going in.
Smart.
Because she also texted him and he destroyed he had the water heater removed and replaced before she could even go up and take pictures.
Oh my goodness.
Because at this point, she's a homeowner. So you're a renter, so it's a slightly different situation.
Yeah.
But she can't really claim anything on her insurance in the proper way because she doesn't have evidence of what actually happened.
It's so maddening.
Yeah, and this is actually my mom even pulled this stuff when every time we used to rent a house, because we'd go to the beach once a year for a week. She would take a lot of photos of the houses because twice people had pre-existing damages and tried to sue my family over it. So it's document your or your piss in this case.
Take pictures of everything. And I'm really mad at myself because I did not take pictures of my carpet. My carpet has, you guys know my fuzzy carpet.
You love your fuzzy carpet.
Did it get on the carpet?
Oh yeah, urine on my carpet.
Is he only responsible? The building's only taking care of the ceiling and the floor?
It's up to me because it's renter's insurance. So
right.
I don't want to dip into my renter's insurance quite yet. So I'm still working to get it out. But anyway, so I wanted to hear about anybody else's neighbor stories. I mean,
you just opened with the trumping story. Like, once my neighbor was loud and I didn't sleep that night. Like, I'm happy I live on the top floor right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like, let's exchange engagement stories. And you're like, I got engaged in Romania on a castle.
A dove blew the ring onto my finger.
What are your stories?
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay, then can we move on to the last topic that I wanted to talk about?
Let's do it, because you win.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
By the way, if you have any nightmarish neighbor stories, please, I would like to commiserate with somebody. Please tweet us at Acquired Podcast and let us know. Or you can tell us on Facebook at Acquired Taste Podcast.
If you beat Bethany, I want to meet you.
Wait, there's that story out there about that New York City guy who rented his apartment on, what's that website that you can like rent someone's home?
Airbnb.
Airbnb. And he would stay with his girlfriend in the neighborhood so he can like, you know, walk by his building indiscreetly. And he realized that there was an orgy going on, like an orgy party had rented out his apartment. And not only was the party going on in his apartment, there were flyers everywhere with his home address and apartment.
No.
That's like, orgy tonight. Yeah.
What would have been worse though if someone took the flyer and had the week wrong? So like they just showed up naked with toys 2 weeks later.
Is this the orgy house? Naked with like a weed whacker with a pole start.
I have a neighbor who's kind of sketchy and very lovely. So lovely.
Don't kill me, neighbor.
No, very lovely. This person has like weird comings and goings. And once the police knocked on my door asking about something, and I was like, I don't know, talk to said neighbor because said neighbor. neighbor knows everything that goes on in this neighborhood.
And then you look over to the house and you see the blinds closed because someone's finger was looking
nudge,
through them.
Nudge, wink, wink. Don't talk to me. I'm just like a law-abiding citizen.
I see you saying it that way, too. I'm just a law-abiding citizen. Like you don't look at me.
You become a Southern man at that point.
And my husband is like, what are you doing? Think about what you're saying. Do not say that.
Oh, my. I love the balance of you and your husband when I was going to say when one of you act out. But let's be frank. It's usually you being this big character. And Neil's behind you like... making eye contact with one person who's witnessing and apologizing with his pupils.
Yeah. He's behind you clutching so his pearls.
This also said neighbor punished me in the most hysterical way ever. You know, when you live in the city and someone parks or tries to save a parking spot with a garbage can?
Yeah.
Okay.
One night I'm in bed and I hear like a lot of rattling outside, like someone's going through the recycling bin, but I'm like, ah, whatever. And I just went to sleep because I had parked in someone's spot. I got out of my car, moved the garbage can and parked in that person's spot because you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to save spots. So this person had gone through my recycling with string, literally like, I don't know, the 1920s, like old black and white movies, and had tied a string of cans to my tailpipe. So when I pulled out of the spot in the morning,
hold on, trailing my water
behind
down.
Me is a line of cans.
Just married. Congratulations.
I was like, what the hell, neighbor?
That's a certain level of hate. That takes time to do.
That's amazing. That's like some Home Alone crap.
Joke's on him. I carry scissors.
Oh, wait. Yeah, right? It's just one line you have to cut at the end of the day.
True.
It would have been better if they were like filled soda cans. So as you started to drive, they just like pop and explode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
That's a really good prank because then you can wait for it. It's like, wait for it. Wait for it. Now the cans are moving.
Let's do that to someone this April Fool's.
It's coming up soon.
None of our coworkers listen to the podcast, so we can get any one of them.
It's true.
Okay. Oh,
all right. So the last topic I wanted to talk about is being a different person in the different seasons. Yes. Because we're heading into autumn right now, and I am becoming alive. I am like blossoming.
I'm blossoming.
I'm blossoming like a pubescent woman.
Yes.
My eyes are getting brighter. My powers are getting stronger.
You're dressed as, I swear, you're dressed like Sabrina the Teenage Witch circa 90s right now.
You are.
Dude, so this makes perfect sense to me.
I'm wearing chokers.
Yes!
This is going to be the warmest fall that we've had in 6 years.
And the coldest winter, according to the Farmer's Almanac.
I wake up every day and I look at the temperature and I'm like, not summer clothes again!
I know, and this is what I'm saying. I am a monster during the summer.
Yeah. I'm fantastic!
I know you are. You draw your power from the sun.
How you
Kal-El.
Doing?
This is like, So that was my thing is like, does anyone else become a different person in the different seasons? My sister once broke up with a guy and he said, don't break up with me now. You've never dated me in the summer. I'm a better boyfriend
in
the summer.
That's adorable.
No, it's
weird.
Not. It's super
it's weird.
No, I like
but
that.
No, you
don't. Yes, I do.
It is cute if he truly believes it. If he truly believes it, we've got to clean up, but still something's weird. I have mixed emotions. Let's move on.
He's kind of a D-bag.
No, my friends who have birthdays in the winter, I just apologize in advance. I'm sorry I'm not going.
What?
It's the winter.
Unless you throw your party at my apartment, I'm not going to your party. There's no way.
Can I wear this onesie to your party?
Yes.
By
the way.
Then I might come.
As a winter birthday, you can wear whatever you want to my party.
Yes!
Onesie or whatever.
I mean, by the way, we are having a big party.
Yeah,
for
we are doing, we're redoing, in case you did or did not hear the episode, Bethany had an unfortunate 21st birthday, and that's supposed to be the one where you go a little, you know, above and beyond. So we're redoing Bethany's 21st birthday this December.
I'm so excited.
You're
21. I had no friends and I lived in Minnesota and you can't buy booze on Sundays in Minnesota, and my 21st birthday landed on a Sunday and I had no friends to buy me booze, so I sat alone in my room and drank a bottle of wine.
Which your roommate had to get.
Which he had to get from his restaurant.
Yeah. Oh baby, we're gonna redo it.
It's gonna be so epic that you are going to piss vomit in your bathtub, and through witchcraftery, you are going to upwards leak into your neighbor's apartment above you.
Upwards leak. We're just going to line your bathtub and toilet with plastic, so anything that happens that evening, we're putting right back up there the next day.
I love it.
Happy birthday from Bethany.
I'll just knock on his door, walk up his stairs, vomit, and then walk back downstairs and close the door.
It's like exorcist style. Yeah, exactly. Now I'm uncomfortable. Now I don't like it.
It'll be good.
You know what's funny, though, is I'm the opposite of, I think, both of you. Definitely Bethany. Kathleen, I thought you were more of a summerer, but I'm getting the feeling that you're not because now you're shaking your
I'm
head.
I'm a fall girl.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just don't like cold to the extent where I have to consciously, okay, I need to go to yoga. Okay, I need to eat more vegetables. Okay, drink a lot of water or else I think... And Kathleen, you sent this on an email. You're like, let's talk about this. I'm like, oh my God, I have it. Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. Yay!
AKA sad. It's way to go, thing. Whoever named that, because that's real pathetic.
I'm super sad. I have it too. Yeah, it's a
Remember
thing.
Remember that commercial with the little sad bouncing ball?
Yeah!
I'm like, so sad.
That's me some days. Like, if I don't take care of myself, mm-hmm. I'll just wake up, not even in a crappy mood where you're like, ugh. Whatever. Just like, you know, bummed.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Do you have to take vitamin D supplements?
I've heard that.
It'll change your life. It'll change your life.
Really?
Yeah.
You take it?
Yeah, because you're not getting enough sunlight. That's why you get so bummed out. And so vitamin D supplements will help. It's amazing how much your mood will actually be elevated.
I read this article where essentially everybody is deficient in vitamin D.
Pretty much.
I am. I just got blood work done. And they're like, you're great, but you need more vitamin D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's a great alternative because I dated a guy who had seasonal affective disorder. And his doctor, whom I'd like to speak to and shake my finger at, told him to go tanning during the winter, which makes sense, but it's like, stop drinking all the time and pick up this pack of cigarettes. Like, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
There are other ways to find happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than sitting in a tanning bed. But fall, guys, it's the fall.
Okay.
It's the fall.
Big scarves and
Two
t-shirts.
Two more days until the 22nd, the fall solstice.
I want summer.
Namaste,
bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, fall is amazing because of pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. And fashion.
Yes, fuzzy sweaters.
Yes. Quilted vests so that if your torso is really cold but your arms are super hot, you have something to wear.
Can I put together a little piggy bank? Because this is a problem I had. I wanted to ask you guys, will you two take me shopping? Because I have a summer wardrobe and a winter wardrobe. I don't have an autumn wardrobe.
What?
This is what I do. Do you see what I'm doing today?
Yeah, you're kind of layering.
You're wearing pajama pants with a tank top.
They're apartment lounge pants.
No, they're pajama pants.
And a bolero.
Yeah, but this is a
hoodie.
Is that
a bolero?
What the hell's a bolero?
It's just a caplet.
It's a hoodie, but I don't want to pull it over my head because that's winter. So I just have it, like if you're putting a sweatshirt on and you stick your arms through first, but I put it behind me instead of in front of me.
This is the same theory of wearing a puppy vest sleeveless. It's like your décolleté is very hot, but the rest of your arms need to be covered.
Your underarms are freezing.
This is me in the autumn season.
Well, I'm happy to take you autumn shopping if you're in the market for over-the-knee Uggs.
Oh, yes.
We could do a pair of over-the-knee boots. Maybe Uggs.
I like the fall when you can still wear your cute flannels, but you don't have to cover it up by a coat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can go pumpkin picking and take really cute Instagram pics and post them, and everybody will like them.
Reaching for the apple.
Yay. I have this photo. My best friend and I are reaching for the same apple and looking at the camera, and I posted it years ago, and I was like, the friends that pick apples together stay together.
Are you still friends?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank God.
See, at least it's held true.
But what do you guys like about the fall? Do you like apple pie?
I do like apple pie. I love just like it's brisk, but you don't have to be the bone-chillingly cold. Mm-hmm. And it means that I don't like to walk outside and get so hot that I feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of sweating all my makeup off, sweating inside my clothes, being able to wear jeans exactly once because you just sweat.
Yeah.
I love the crispness of it, the excitement of it because things are happening. The holidays are coming. Mm-hmm. Candy is going to be everywhere.
The leaves are falling.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Beautiful colors. The woods are most beautiful in the fall.
And some people go in them.
Yeah.
Some people I read go into the leaves. Okay. Here's my biggest gripe with autumn, which I feel like I might be totally off, but I feel like you guys will at least validate, even if not agree.
No.
You're wrong. I don't love, in general, and this happens in the spring too, at least in the beginning, a huge gap in temperatures throughout the day because I'm often out for the entire day. Mm-hmm. So I hate any time, which is Autumn's the biggest offender, where I wake up and it's a little nippy, so I'll wear like a sweater, and then the day is really warm, so okay, I'm a little uncomfortable now, and then I'm out at dinner and I'm freezing mm-hmm. because it dropped literally 15 degrees a few days ago. Bethany's like, oh, isn't it great?
It's the best.
A few years ago, or seasons ago rather, Becky with the good hair, Rachel
yeah.
Roy,
yeah.
designed this amazing, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, trench coat.
Yeah.
That the sleeves zipped off. So if you like were getting hot, you could take your sleeves off. And then also around the torso, there was another zipper, so you could like shorten it to make it like a motorcycle style jacket.
I need this.
And I am kicking myself for not buying this because it's genius for these in-between temperatures.
Hold yes.
on. Okay, keep talking, guys. Yeah. Give me Google. 30 seconds to Google.
This is why you need a fall wardrobe, because it is comprised of a lot of staples like your flannels that you can put underneath a jacket and be a really cute layer, or you can tie them around your waist a la My So-Called Life. And, you know, if you get really hot, you can take them off that way.
All right, you guys,
the 90s are back.
Mm-hmm.
So So-Called Life is very relevant again.
As evidenced by my choker.
And it's also about making your summer pieces transition into fall. So maybe a summer skirt that you didn't love so much in the heat of July becomes a totally different item when you're wearing it with like a cool fuzzy wool sweater in the fall.
And everything is better with an oversized sweater, I've decided.
Yes.
Like 90s.
And food babies.
If you want to wear a nightgown, Sam, put a giant sweater over it and some like fry boots, and all of a sudden it's adorable. Mm-hmm.
This is why I think I was an accident, and not accident like I wasn't planned. I just was supposed to be a guy.
I think you were too.
Because I could do jeans almost all year, and that's autumny. And you know, I don't know what problem. Like, let us know, guys. Please tweet me. Make me feel better. Like, is it? I think autumn has to be easier for you.
No, but you know what? You are absolutely not alone in not loving the autumn. Or not being like, I love clothes because I'm a girl. You're like, girls are allowed to not love clothes.
It's just like the least amount of clothes, I think, is part of the reason I love summer.
No, but I think you're alone and not liking
whatever, guys.
I think you're the only one.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
We have things to post pictures of. Bethany, could we post a picture of your gutted apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because
yeah,
I was...
Yeah, you can.
It's really... You don't get the real feel until you see the photo.
Yeah, so we'll post that up on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, and we'll put it on Twitter, too, at Acquired Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Just do a quick search.
I actually also have a photo that I want to post.
What's that?
Maybe from ye first episode, I mentioned spending $80 plus shipping on a shower curtain.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I finally got to hang it up in my new apartment, and it was worth every penny.
Yay! Mermaid.
I love it. It works so well. It has like mermaid scale kind of design, and the colors are blue and, you know, camelish goldish earthy, and it doesn't fade like a regular ombre. This one kind of has like a wind swirl almost inside of it.
Well,
so, yeah,
done.
I'm a fan. So do you guys want to go around and we'll all let everyone know what we learned this week?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I found this really dope app for making your pictures into artwork. Like, if you want to post something on Instagram, but you're done with like just the filters and you want to make it really different, it's called Prisma. And what it does is it takes your picture and then it converts it into the style of like a different artist. So you can do like comic book style, or you can do like a Degas style, or you can do the, you know, the We Can Do It artwork.
Oh, cool.
You can do it like that. And it's just really awesome. There's like a Heisenberg filter
from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. And so like I took a picture of my choker and then I made it just into that.
I love it.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. So it's an app called Prisma. Download it. I believe it's free. If not, it's just like a buck or two. And it's just a really fun way to play around with your pictures and do something a little bit different.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
I learned that I like honey. Dr. Oz came in to the Big Show last week, and he brought us from his very own honey farm, Oz Honey from our hives. Cute little bottle. If you want to see a picture of it, it's on at Elvis Duran Show Instagram. And this is a true testament to, if you think you don't like something, maybe try the higher quality product, because then you actually do like it.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life I've been like, ew, honey, gross.
Really?
And this is the best thing I've ever tasted in my whole life. I put it into plain yogurt. I never eat plain yogurt.
Wow.
So it's kind of life-changing right now. I'm really fixated on
Dr.
Oz's
honey. I'm happy
for you.
It's delicious.
Thanks, yeah.
Wow, okay.
What about you, Sam?
I'm 26 and I learned that I have had eczema my whole life. life.
What?
I know. I get this little dry patch on my eyelid about twice or three times a year. And I don't know why I thought much more of it, but I just thought, okay, I just dry out sometimes. And I usually, not to be disgusting, but like I'll scratch it and sometimes I'll, you know, scratch more than I should and yeah. like, you know, whatever. And once I ruin the area, it's done for a few months. So I'm scratching it in front of my dad, who's a doctor. He's like, why do you keep scratching your eyelid? I said, oh, I just get this dry reoccurring patch. And he picks up my chin, closes my eye, furrows his eyebrows at me in disappointment and goes, Sam, you have eczema.
Wow.
Yeah, he goes, how long have you had this? I'm like, I don't know, three times a year since I was 9.
Oh my God, that
yeah,
long?
Yes.
It really pays to have a dad for a doctor.
What the hell? And that actually describes why this eye, like, I think the skin makeup goes on different. I think it's sagged after all the years.
That's nuts.
Of drooping. So I'm Sam, I'm 26, and I just discovered I have eczema.
Hi, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing me.
Well, if so, you yeah. have eczema, let us know.
Yeah. So if you have eczema, tweet us. Actually, I also wanted to do one more thing before we closed out. So I know some people who have a tolerance for us, bless you all, have been curious about us doing more episodes. So there's three of us, and there were three very specific schedules, so it's hard to do another one the same time every week, right, just like we promised with this one. So we started to come up with the idea of doing bonus episodes.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to have these new nuggets that come out whenever we get to it. We'll surprise you with them. And I think we were thinking maybe we need a little guest host for the first one.
Absolutely.
Maybe one of our favorite sisters, Miss Danielle Monero.
I think that's a good idea.
We didn't ask her, by the way.
No, we've not run this by her at all.
She has to, though.
Yeah, she has no choice.
Or we will cut her.
We will cut her.
Tie her up, at the very least.
I have a knife in my boot.
In your autumn boot.
In my autumn boot.
All right, guys. So keep an eye out for that, or an ear. Hopefully that'll be coming at you very shortly. We are the ladies from An Acquired Taste. We love you very much. Thanks for being with us and being weird with us. And we'll see you next time.